Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu. We're rounding out the chaotic good pantheon here with Yolana. Yolana is called the Twin Liberty, the Maid of Memory, the Truth Light. She is the goddess of history, freedom, and protection. Her worshippers typically are freedom fighters, historians, and spies. Her alignment is chaotic good. Her domains are knowledge, liberation, protection, and time. Her subdomains are defense, memory, revolution, and future. Her favorite weapon is the Sai, and if you're not familiar with a Sai, it looks a bit like a dagger. It's a sort of a metal spike with two spikes alongside of it. If you're a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, then you'll know it as Raphael's favorite weapon. Her favorite animal is the scorpion. Yolana used to be not one goddess, but two. She started her life out as sister deities, twins, in fact. They were known for intermingling with mortals quite frequently, so much so that, I mean, they really enjoyed it, and they became and kind of encouraged mortals to use them as muses for all kinds of things that humans do. And I say humans, and I really mean mortals. It doesn't specifically say humans, so I should just say mortals. The twins that are now Yolana were very fond of creativity, and they just loved that sort of mortal spark that was so bright in these relatively frail and short-lived beings on the material plane. So they were drawn to a little bit of rebellion. You know, they would inspire rebellion against those who stifle creativity or who sought to prevent the spread of knowledge. Now, unfortunately, this interaction, this frequent sharing of knowledge with mortals, was a contributing factor to the dark event known in the Divine Record as the Great Purge. Unfortunately, very few deities escaped that apocalyptic event. It was the death of several of the major gods. But the twins were saved from this purge by Garana, and in exchange they used their essence to rip a hole in reality through which several of the gods that we now know in this pantheon escaped from this reality to another. This effort kind of burned the twins out. They were very near obliteration from having torn a hole through time and space. But some aspect of Alaria, who you'll know as the lawful good goddess, guided by Yorana, invoked the power of forgiveness to restore the remnants of the twins into a single deific soul, which was called Yolana, as we now know her. And it established her a place after the calling of the gods to your setting, your campaign setting, to the sphere of righteous revolution and history, which, of course, are her primary domains. Yolana's church is formalized. It consists mostly of remote monasteries, however. They're not big on cathedrals and temples within cities. They keep to themselves, hidden away a bit. Not forever, and I'll explain that in a moment. So the monasteries are independent of any government or any society or any governing body. They pledge allegiance to no one, and any attempt to control or influence a monastery is met with fierce resistance. The clerics of Yolana serve two main roles. Well, there are two types. There are the flame servants who stay in the monastery, and then there are the seekers who go out into the world to do the works of Yolana. So the seekers have two main tasks. They go out into the world, observing and collecting and recording history as it unfolds, and then they distribute that knowledge to any who may seek it. And then their second task is to ensure that knowledge that they're distributing is used freely and is freely available. They fight oppression wherever they find it. Now, within the monasteries, there are the flame servants. The person managing the monastery is called a flame holder, and everyone else within it is a flame servant. It's common practice, and this is what I meant when I said that they don't always stay squirreled away, It's common practice within a monastery that after about 3 decades of service, the flame holder steps down, takes all the records and compilation of knowledge that they've collected so far, I mean a copy of it, and he or she begins a path of illumination, which means that they travel into hitherto for unexplored territories to spread knowledge. It's worth mentioning that the Church of Yolana has no sacred text of its own, which is indicative of the faith's humility. They recognize that a history of the world and of reality already exists in Garana's divine record, so they actually just use the divine record as their own holy text. They travel with the divine record and annotate it with anything new that they discover or uncover that they need to add to the divine record, but they don't create their own sacred text above and beyond that. And there is a formal alliance between the Church of Yolana and Garana and Alaria. So Yolana defends and allies itself with both of these churches. Spell preparation for Yolana's clerics are done with a copy of, well, a condensed version of the divine record from Garana, and they read these the texts by the light of a torch, which reminds them of the price of freedom and its power. All within the torch's circle of light are under the cleric's protection, even unto death. The Church of Yolana has no sacred text of its own. It considers itself a very humble faith, and they do not presume to duplicate effort and to try to record everything that ever occurred, because they recognize that that already exists in Garana's own divine record. So they, the clerics, bring with them on their travels a condensed version of the divine record and annotates it with anything new that they find. There is a formal alliance between the churches of Garana and Alaria and Yolana. Yolana's church defends and is allied with both Garana and Alaria clerics. There are 2 religious traits for clerics of Yolana. One is the bastion of knowledge. As you are taught to observe and record, you gain a +1 trait bonus to skill checks of any 2 knowledge skills. And born of resistance. As you are taught to fend off oppression in any form, your will must be strong. As a result, you receive a +1 trait bonus to will saves. And that's what I've got on Yolana. I have this feeling that she's not quite as exciting to read about as Sauron and Chulis, the other chaotic good gods. And I don't think it helps any that she kind of treads on the territory of Garana and probably another one that I'm not really thinking of right off the top of my head. But, you know, the act of recording history as it occurs and sort of taking all this knowledge down. There are a couple of gods that essentially do that. So it's she does seem a little bit like she is in a bunch of other deities' domains. That said, I think if I was to use Yolana in a campaign, I would probably spin it as more about secret knowledge, rather than it being, I mean, not so much as, obviously not gathering blackmail material as the followers of Shade do, and also not as generic of information as Garana gathers, but truly secret and forbidden and hidden and forgotten knowledge, and really make Yolana a keeper of a very, I don't want to say dark, because she's chaotic good, so I don't mean dark in a dark sense, but in the places that no one else has been looking, she might be finding information and knowledge that no one else has. And that could lead equally to really cool magic items that players could find, as it could lead to really interesting plots that players have to follow to their bitter end because something big and powerful is happening that they wouldn't have even known about were it not for Yolana tipping them off, or a cleric of Yolana tipping them off. I think that's the spin I would put on it to make her unique from the other gods. I also think there's a great potential there with her cloistered monasteries off in remote hills or in remote sites in the desert or on faraway islands. You never really know what's brewing in an isolated location like that, so there's something there as well. And who knows, maybe they built their monasteries on top of old pre-existing temples from an older age, and you never know what's in a pre-existing temple or a crypt or whatever. So there's something to work with there as well, and I do like remote. I like isolated places that you get to go explore, and maybe there are some people dwelling about doing their daily religious routine, but they haven't really bothered looking that much into what lies beneath. Or maybe they have, and maybe they've started to uncover things, and you could be the adventurer to carry out the exploration that they aren't qualified to do. So yeah, she's a little bit. She might have sounded more interesting to me if I'd gotten to her sooner, but as it is now, I think I would spin it a little bit differently than how it's presented in the text. Still a lot of really great material to work with. That is Yolana, and she is the final chaotic good god. So the next set we'll take a look at is chaotic neutral. Until then, thank you for listening. Talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.